No temptation is irresistible. No temptation lasts forever. If you'll just resist and keep resisting, you'll overcome and not yield and not sin.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome guest teacher Keith Moore to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Keith Moore teaches how to defeat the devil by confessing the Word of God over every situation in your life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Keith Moore, and again, it is my delight and privilege to be with you to share the Word of God. The Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria Copeland have asked us to come and share on these days, and I know they are very careful about the direction the Lord gives them concerning the broadcast and every aspect of ministry, so it's an important thing to me, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has allowed us and they've allowed us to be a part of this, and I believe it's seed sown, and the Word never returns void. The Word produces results, and I just know in my spirit that many are getting free from sin. You know, Jesus came and He took our sin and He paid the price for it, not so we then could just believe on Him and continue living in sin, but so we could live free from sin. Romans 6 says, sin shall no longer have dominion over you. And that's our right. That's our privilege. We don't have to live guilty, ashamed, condemned because of what we've done and because of yielding to things we are ashamed of and know that are wrong. I'm telling you, all your sins from the past can be gone and forgotten and forgiven and cleansed. And today, you and I can live sin-free by the grace of the Master and by doing what He has told us to do. If you're where you can, get your Bible to Hebrews 4 again. Get your paper, get your pen. Let's get ready to learn more about how resisting and overcoming every temptation and living free from sin. Let's release our faith in prayer and read the Word. Father, we agree together again today as touching these things, asking for specific utterance, asking for the anointing to come over the minds and hearts of everyone, causing the Word to be so clear and so powerful and to drive out confusion and darkness so that only the truth remains, the truth that makes free. Anything we've thought wrong about, show us and correct us. Anything we need to do differently, reveal to us. And we purpose not to be hearers only, but to be doers of your Word. And we know as we do, we will be free and blessed. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4 and 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest that's passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. The second chapter, Hebrews in the 17th verse says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor or to help them that are tempted. The Living Bible says in that same verse, since he himself has now been through suffering and temptation, he knows what it is when we suffer and are tempted, and he is wonderfully able to help us. 2 Peter 2:9 says, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation. The Lord had ministered to me over a year ago now, that many of his people were not acknowledging that they're tempted. They were ashamed and embarrassed that they are tempted in different areas, and don't even acknowledge it to themselves, much less let anybody else know that they're tempted. And as a result, people are not dealing with the temptations and also are falling in sin. You know as well as I, there's a lot of sin in the church. There's a lot of sin among believers. And some people take the approach of saying, well, you know, we're just old sinners saved by grace, and I'm just a man. I'm going to make mistakes. And well, that's not the reality. In Christ, we don't have to sin. Now, you have sinned. I have sinned. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the very fact that we had to repent over it proved we could have done differently. That's the reason why we had to repent. We could have resisted it. We could have not given in. That's why we must confess it and repent it. No, it's gloriously possible to go all day today and all night tonight and the rest of the week and not sin. Jesus went his whole life and didn't sin, and he did it as a man with no unfair advantage over you or I. Not only did he overcome every temptation, he tells us, having done that and knows how to do that himself, he is ready and able to help us wonderfully when we are tempted. We began yesterday and the day before on the broadcast looking at how Jesus himself resisted temptation when he was in the earth. And whatever he did, that's exactly how we should do it. And if we do what he did, we'll have the same glorious results. We won't yield to sin either. So go back with me to Luke 4, and let's learn more about how Jesus successfully resisted every temptation. We know that during this time of his life, in Luke 4, right after he had been had the anointing come on him, the Holy Spirit came on him, you know, in a bodily shape and form, like a dove. And the scripture said immediately he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Luke 4 and verse 1, where he was tempted, verse 2 says, 40 days tempted of the devil. So it wasn't God that was tempting him. It was the enemy that was tempting him. And in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. Now, if you've been with us, we've already covered a lot of material to get to this point. If you haven't, you can go online and access the previous broadcast, and a lot more is available there. But I said to you, the Lord gave me a word, far, which is an anagram, F-A-R, of how to stay far from sin. And the first one, the F, is for follow. If we'll follow the leadings of the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we'll let the Lord lead us, we won't be in places and we won't be in situations and we won't be with people where we'd be subjected to unnecessary temptation. So if we'll follow Him, He'll keep us safe. The A is for avoid. Once we know that we're being tempted in an area, we should not go near it. We should stay away from it. We should avoid it. And if there's something that you've yielded to in times past or yielded to repeatedly, don't be foolish. Don't be around it unnecessarily. I mean, if you have to drive 3 blocks out of the way, if you have to find some new friends, if you have to change jobs. Someone said, change job? Yes. I mean, getting a new job is a lot easier than getting a new life. You know, people ruin their marriages. People ruin their ministries. People mess themselves up by yielding to temptation and by yielding to sin. No, friend, do what you need to do to stay away and avoid the temptation. And the R is the one we're into now. What's R stand for? F is follow. A is avoid. R is resist. Even when you do everything the way you should do it, that doesn't mean you're never going to be tempted. You know Jesus was always at the right place at the right time. You know he avoided unnecessary temptation. But even when he's following the leading of the Spirit, he was tempted. So there'll be some times, even though you do everything right, you still, temptation will come to you. The enemy came to him to tempt him. But you see what he did through this fourth chapter of Luke? He resisted. Every temptation, when the enemy brought it to him, he resisted, he resisted, he resisted, he resisted, and did not yield. So what do we do when temptation comes? Resist, resist, resist. I don't care if it comes 40 times in the day and you resisted 39 times, don't fail to resist the 40th time. Resist, and as many times as it comes, resist and say, no, that's wrong, I'm not going to do it. No, I'm not giving in. No, I know that's wrong, I'm not going to think on it. No, no, no. Resist, resist, resist. And that's what you see Jesus doing here. Now, we saw on yesterday's broadcast that he fasted during that entire time. Why would he do that? Well, obviously because the Father led him. But what purpose would that serve? Well, we talked about how that it's the flesh, the weakness of the flesh is the problem in yielding to temptation. Jesus said this, in Matthew 26, he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. So the weakness of the flesh is the problem. The yielding to the flesh, I should say. And another way to say it, the strength of the wrong desire. The more you feed the wrong desires of the flesh, the stronger they will become, and the weaker you will be, as far as the flesh is concerned, in yielding to it. What we want is our flesh under control and our spirit strong. And this will put us in a place to resist and not give in. Now, if you're just yielding to the flesh, yielding in all these other areas, and you feed these wrong desires, and you're not feeding your spirit, well, you're going to be more and more likely to yield to the temptation and yield to the sin. Jesus fasted during that time. And the devil came and said in verse 3, tempting him, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered and saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And you know when the devil tempted him in the next situation, and he said, I'll give you all these kingdoms. Jesus said, get behind me. It is written, you worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And then when he brought him to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said, cast yourself down from here. He said, it is written, he'll give his angels charge over you. Excuse me, the devil said that. Jesus said, it's said. In other words, it's also written, you'll not tempt the Lord your God. It is written, it is written, it is written, it is also written. How did Jesus resist temptation? He did it with the Word. Now, this is important, friend. This is important. How did Jesus overcome every temptation? The Word. How are you and I going to do it? The Word. Now, it is knowing the Word, but it's not just a mental knowing of the Word. From the beginning of Jesus' life, the Word coming into him had prepared him for this situation. You think about how much Word Jesus had in him when he was just 12, when he was questioning with, you know, the religious leaders and the scribes, and he was asking them questions and answering. They were amazed at his knowledge of the Word. Well, the Word had given him the knowledge of how to respond to these temptations, but also the Word had made his spirit very strong. And he was strong in his spirit, and his flesh wasn't the weak point. He had his flesh under control because his spirit was strong, and he kept resisting. It is written. It is written. It is written was more important than how he felt. You know, one of the big things that Christians mess up in is always talking about how they feel. And I've had people look at me with such sincerity and go, yes, but I just feel so such and such. And I just feel so. Well, and that can mean nothing. I don't care how strongly you feel about something, it doesn't make it true. If we're led by our feelings, oh friend, we're going to be yo-yo Christians. We're going to be up. We're going to be down. We're going to be in and out and on it and then not on it. Friends, if you're led by your feelings, you'll be defeated. You'll wind up yielding. You'll wind up falling. There's got to be something in your life that is your anchor, that is stronger than anything that you're seeing and hearing and feeling, anything you're feeling in your emotions or anything like that. You've got to have the final authority of the unchanging standard of the Word of God. And your answer and your final answer to every issue should be, it is written. And if that's what the Word says, then there's no longer for me to consider it. You know, people talk about, well, you know, I was working with this person and we just fell in love and we got involved and they commit adultery. Well, friend, when the Word says you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, that should be the end of it. I don't care what you feel. It doesn't matter what you feel. Somebody says, well, us feeling this way, how could something that feels so amazing be wrong? It is. It's wrong. It's wrong. If the Word says, don't covet your neighbor's wife, that should be it. If the Word says, thou shalt not steal. If the Word says, you know, don't let your eyes behold wickedness. If the Word says it, you got to let the Word be such a strength in you that you say, okay, I can't look, I can't think about it because the Word has said this. Now, think about this. The Word that Jesus had been in and had been in him prepared him for this situation. What if he had not been in the Word? What if he had not grown up like he did? What if that the reservoir of the Word making him strong, well, then he wouldn't have been at the same place to resist? Thank God for this broadcast. Thank God for good churches and ministries. Thank God you got a Bible. Friend, if we're wise, we will get as much Word into us as we can. We will feed our spirit, and we will starve the lust of the flesh. Can you see what he did? He fasted his flesh, and he's talking the Word. Because that's what's going to keep you from yielding. That's what's going to keep you from giving place to the temptation. Certain things should not be entertained. I know I was talking to a friend who recently had undergone some very serious traumatic things in their life. And it would be enough to shake anybody, enough to cause anybody great concern and to be troubled. But the Lord helped me to minister to them and tell them, you know, they begin to talk to me about certain things, about what if and this coulda and what if this or that. And I said, listen, there's no profit in that. There's certain avenues you should not let your mind go down. It's not okay to let yourself think on it, because if you do, it's going to take you down. Down. The longer you think on it, the longer it's going to take you down, further it's going to take you down, and it's going to feed that wrong desire, and you wind up yielding to depression, which is sin. You wind up yielding to unbelief, and you can wind up yielding to wrong desires. There are certain things we should not let ourselves think on 1 minute. If the Word says it's wrong, why should we let ourselves think on it? Thinking on and yielding to these things feeds the flesh. The stronger the desires of the flesh, that's the weaker the flesh is to yield. Feed your spirit, starve the wrong desires. That's what Jesus did. That's how he was successful. Now keep reading here, though, and look at something else that happened. The Bible said that, you don't see it in Luke's account, but in Matthew 4:11, it says angels came and ministered to him. Mark 1:23 said he was there in the wilderness, 1:13, he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Do you know we have angelic help available to us in times of testing and being tempted? And Jesus said this, we've said it before, but he taught us to pray this way. He said, pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Luke 22:40, Jesus said this, pray that you enter not into temptation. Now let me go over these again briefly. How did Jesus resist every temptation? He kept his flesh under. His spirit was full of the Word of God. He responded to every temptation with "It is written." He had angelic help. And he taught us to pray. It's perfectly scriptural and right. When you're tempted and pulled, don't hide it. Don't cover it. Don't try to pretend like you're not tempted. Admit to yourself, man, this is pulling on me. And say, ask the Lord. Say, Lord, you said you are wonderfully able to help those who are tempted. I'm asking you to help me in this time of temptation. And in fact, there's times when angels, if it was severe enough, angels could even come and minister to you. You might not see anything, but you could receive strength coming into you and Jesus himself helping you. But do you understand, all this goes to the bottom line of you not giving in, not yielding to temptation, not sinning. That's what he said in 1 John. He talked about that. He said, my little children, these things I write unto you, chapter 2, that you sin not. Glory to God. We have an advocate. We have an intercessor. We have a great high priest that's already been through this, and he's with us 24/7. The Word is with us. Angelic assistance is with us. We don't have to sin. We can overcome. Aren't you glad about it? Now look at the end of this. The Bible said in verse 13, when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. Temptation doesn't last forever. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. No temptation is irresistible. No temptation lasts forever. If you'll just resist and keep resisting, you'll overcome and not yield and not sin. And notice, he came out in the power of the Spirit. That anointing was manifested. People were healed, delivered. The dead was raised. Miracles came to pass. What happens when you pass a test? You get promoted. Glory to God. When you pass a test, you get used in the service of God. Stay right there. I'll be right back in just a moment to share some other things with you.
Before he created the foundations of the world, God knew you, God loved you, and his love for you is unchanging. Regardless of what the storms of life throw against us, we have no reason to fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. In order to stand against those storms, faith must be developed in God's love, just as in any area of life.
There is one thing that there is little to almost zero preaching, teaching, meditation, and study about in the body of Christ. And that is developing our faith in the love of God.
In Faith in God's Love, Kenneth Copeland brings powerful insight on how to walk in the love of God. In 4 messages on 5 CDs, you'll learn how to believe in the love that God has for you, how to develop your faith in God, learn that love never fails, and how to commit to a lifestyle of love that will share God's love with the world around you. To order your copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Faith in God's Love, log on to kcm.org and order online. This vital teaching is now available for just $12. To order by phone, you may call us at 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. Order your copy of Faith in God's Love today and start developing a stronger knowledge and confidence in God's love.
Praise God, I want you to confess this in faith out loud with me right now. Said out loud, I can overcome every temptation. I can pass every test in Jesus' name. I have help. You know, I'll say that oftentimes in life and ministry. I got help. Glory to God, the great helper, the Holy One. You've got help. You know, we're only able to get into just a certain amount of this subject because of the constraints of our time and the broadcast. But the entire series is available to you at no charge on the Kenneth Copeland Ministries website. All you got to do is go to kcm.org and you can download this entire teaching free, no charge. Take advantage of that. Get the full ministry of it into your spirit. This is a very exciting day today because today starts the Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, our church, our home. It's going to last the 5th, 6th, and 7th. We're so excited. If you're not already made plans to be there, you can still come and get in on the rest of it. Or you can go to the website, kcm.org, and log on and participate and view the services live. Isn't it exciting and wonderful how technology helps us in this area? I'm going to get to be with you again tomorrow, and there's some very exciting things about what happens when you pass all the tests. Till then, I'm Keith Moore, and just like the Copelands always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, or to order a copy of today's product online, visit our website at kcm.org. There you'll find a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you grow in your walk with the Lord.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland in 2009. Come to the Sydney Victory Campaign from the 21st to 23rd of May at the Sydney Entertainment Center, 35 Harbour Street, Haymarket, Sydney, New South Wales. Come to the Brisbane Victory Campaign from the 28th to 30th of May at the Brisbane Convention and Exhibition Center at the corner of Merivale and Glen Elk Street, South Bank, Brisbane, Queensland. To find out more, visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
If we'll just follow the leadings of the Spirit, instead of being at the wrong place at the wrong time, He'll keep us safe and we'll be away from unnecessary temptation.